saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Please email me questions if you'd like at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, Sallan.com. This segment of my show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. You just heard Elvis Presley, and I have to make a little note that my 14-year-old son, Aaron Sallen, draws and creates and writes a comic strip for a new website called Boomer Tech Talk. And his current comic has a subtitle, Lady Gaga versus Elvis. And since we just heard Elvis Presley, I would love it, because he is home sick, if any of you and all of you would go to BoomerTechTalk.com, go to the family section, and right under it is a drop-down menu, and go to that It's a Tech World After All comic and read it. And if you like it, give my homesick son a comment, and I think you'll really enjoy that comic strip. It is time for the men's room, and we have our regular guest, Wayne Levine, with us. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Wayne, welcome back to the Bruce Sallen Show.
Well, I figured, you know, you introduced this as your show, and I figured, like Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, if I'm on the show and you're on the show, isn't it our show, Bruce?
It is definitely our show.
Excellent.
Especially when you're on it with me, babe.
Yeah, excellent. Good.
We were talking on the break about this topic, and you said to me, as did my wonderful producer and engineer, that you had you both had ideas for subtitles to the column title of My Wife Talks Back. And I thought it might be fun to share what you thought might, I think Richard's was, what was it, Richard? Something about man in the doghouse, especially after my opening remarks. So I may in fact be sleeping on the couch tonight, but fortunately my wife doesn't usually listen to the show, so I may be safe after all. On the other hand, Wayne, what did you think might be a good subtitle? Actually, you know me well, so you know how often I have in fact slept in the doghouse.
Well, the first thing that came to me was how to live with a kvetch, but
most people don't know what that means, so I think I'm still safe.
a whiner complainer.
Really? Are you implying, you know, that your erstwhile host complains?
Well, I suspect that you're inferring it, and probably yes to both. But
I'm speechless.
Well, I'm sure your wife would appreciate if that were the truth. But let's move on and give these viewers, these listeners of yours, something valuable.
Okay, please do. Valuable. Wives, we can't live with them. And we can't live with them.
Yeah. Well, men have a lot of trouble with their long-term committed relationships, that's for sure. And a lot of guys will come in to do work with therapists, counselors, and I see it in the work that I do with the men, that they want to blame their wives first. That's sort of where they are when they come in. They think that the
You mean it's not the wives' fault?
Well, you know what? It takes two to tango. Certainly everyone's contributing to whatever tension might be going on in the house. But it's usually not about the wives. And even when the women's behavior gets to a point where it's impossible, you know, for the men to deal with, that's usually because whatever hasn't been working has been going on a long time, and there's just a lot of frustration in the house. But one of the first things I tell the men is that it's usually never about her. It's not about her. And even if...
Explain that.
The problem, the issue is us as men, how we hear our women. A lot of men hear their mothers talking when their women are unhappy. And when the women are unhappy, that's usually when there's a problem in the house. Many men can't tolerate their women being unhappy. Many men will do anything they can to avoid conflict. there are a lot of childhood issues that are at play in our marriages. And until the men become conscious of that and understand what's going on, it's very easy to blame our women for the problem, just as it's easy to blame everybody else in the real in the world for our problems rather than taking responsibility.
So when my wife's upset and I leave the room, you don't think that's a good solution?
It's all in context. Walking away in the middle of a discussion is not a good idea. There are some times when it's not healthy that the best thing to do is to part ways for a minute and get some air. How you do that is important. This is a very big topic. I wrote this book, and I talk about tools that men can use in their relationships. But
you wrote a book, Wayne?
I did write a book called Hold On To Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men.
I didn't know that. And where can we get that book?
At bettermen.org.
Oh.
Thank you, Bruce. But the point is that the tools are very general. The wisdom is strong. But you have to figure out, as an individual man, you have to figure out how to apply these tools into your in your relationship, because every relationship is different. And it's difficult sometimes, oftentimes, for men to figure out how to apply the tools.
Give some examples. You're talking in generalities that I fully understand,
okay.
but what sort of tools apply in the male-female relationships?
Well, one of the tools is express without defending. Express your feelings without defending them. And it's not enough for most men to simply let her know how he feels. Oftentimes how a man feels about something won't please his wife, and that's just to be expected. You know, that's not our job to please them all the time. It's our job to be honest and to discuss and to figure out what needs to happen, if compromise needs to happen. But men have a hard time when their women are not happy with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mother issue, right?
Well, how's that a mother issue?
Well, they were in the home that they grew up, there was an issue about pleasing mom. Now, sometimes it was about dad, who didn't have a backbone and was kowtowing to mom all the time and walking on eggshells. And as a son, he learned this is what a relationship looks like. This is how you deal with women. This is what women are about. This is how a man behaves. He's learned all these lessons at the feet of his father. There are other things that happen in homes that cause boys to grow up to be men who can't tolerate an unhappy woman. There are a lot of things that happen. And so until you look at it and deal with it and understand it, you just keep replaying it in all of your relationships, not just with your wife. It could be happening at work. It could be happening everywhere. So one of the things we teach the men is to learn how to express how you feel and not be so concerned with how it's being received. It's a complicated sort of transition, but the reality is it's very simple in the end when you can really get your head around it and you start building those muscles. It's a much easier way to live, and it's much healthier for the relationship.
We're almost out of time for this segment, and I'm glad we got you for the next one as well. One of the things I'd like you to address when we come back, Wayne, is how we can listen to each other, and specifically how a man can listen best to his wife or his woman. I found recently, unfortunately, my wife and I actually did have a pretty substantial conflict recently, and I was extra careful, I thought, in how I communicated, yet she focused on one thing which was truly not the point that I was making. And I would love to know how to avoid that from happening, and I'm not sure I could. Anyway, that's something I'd like us to address in the next segment. But before we break, can you please tell our listeners where they can reach you?
Yes, bettermen.org, and you can find out how I work with men individually on the phone and Skype all over the world and in our offices in Agora Hills.
All right, well, we will be back with Wayne after our break. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for that break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, and we will be back with Wayne for another segment of The Men's Room after these words from our sponsors.
So for my personal point of view, can't get another girl to marry you. you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a better one for your wife. So